Back now with Day to Day. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Madeline Brand. A lot of eyes and ears are trained on Capitol Hill today and on General David Petraeus. Petraeus, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, is delivering his assessment of how the troop surge has worked so far as we speak. A lot of people have opinions as to what he might say, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
As he leans into the microphone this afternoon to discuss the results of the troop increases in Iraq begun this spring, no one knows exactly what General David Petraeus is going to say, but there have been hints. NPR's Iraq correspondent Ann Garrels told Weekend Edition's Scott Simon about a conversation she'd had earlier this year with the general when calls for troop withdrawal became louder.
When he arrived here, Petraeus told me it might be too little too late. But he clearly now thinks the military has a good chance if the effort is sustained. And he's going to ask for more time to reassess the situation in March before making further reductions.
That would mean an additional 6 months with a second assessment to come on the first anniversary of the surge. Even the war's critics agree that there has been progress in some parts of Iraq, such as the notoriously violent Anbar province. But there's disagreement as to who should get the credit for the progress that has been made. Michigan Senator Carl Levin talked with NPR's Jackie Leiden about that yesterday.
There's going to be disagreement over whether or not the progress in Anbar province is a result of the surge, or whether or not the Sunni sheikhs in Anbar province decided even before the surge that they just had enough of al-Qaeda.
And so, Levin says, the launch of the surge and the reduction of al-Qaeda may be coincidental. Whatever the reason, one of the larger questions remains whether the progress the troops are making is sustainable. In a recent letter to his troops, Petraeus acknowledged the toll the war has taken on their ranks and their families in fatalities, in casualties, and in sheer mental stress. As General Petraeus makes his assessment public, the question now is what continued sacrifices will be required of his people, for what reason, and for how long. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.